Do you have the short verse there? Yeah, you say that, yeah.
Blessed are you, Holy Virgin Mary, deserving of all praise. From you rose the Son of Justice, Christ our God.
Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she found the child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. And they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. According to tradition, the parents of Jesus and Mary, the name was Saint Anne and Saint Joachim. And they could not have children for many years. But according to tradition, they were very generous. They had some money, some economic means at their disposition. And what they did was they gave a third of their resources to the church, to the temple upkeep, another third to the poor, and they kept the other third to themselves. So basically, they were giving away 66 2/3% of their resources to the church and to the poor. That's pretty generous, no? Pretty generous, no? Most people, when they're giving tithing, they're giving about 10%. So they get way beyond that. And I see as a result of this, of their great generosity and their great prayer life, also they had a deep prayer life, that God decided to give them the greatest gift in the world, which was the Blessed Mother. So up to that point, that was the greatest gift that was ever given to anyone. No? And we're going to see that as a result of that, that God is going to give through Mary Christ himself. So that's the whole background of this feast day that we celebrate today. But we don't read this in the Bible, but this is common Catholic tradition that Anne and Joachim were given this great gift, Mary. So today we celebrate the birthday of Mary, which is today, September 8th. Yesterday I was talking on the phone to 10 publishers. They're going to be promoting my new book, and so we had a good conversation. And the two ladies, I asked them, do you know why we celebrate the birthday of Mary today? And they said, no. Well, what happened on December 8th? Okay, so the Immaculate Conception, December 8th. So January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, 9 months. So that's the reason why the Church celebrates the two with respect to that chronological distance, no? So, March 25th, we celebrate, what, the Annunciation, count 9 months, December 25th. So you see the chronological difference between those, the conception and the birth. So today we celebrate Mary's birthday, and so what are some birthday gifts we can give to her? So the gift of Mary is a great gift to us, but when we celebrate birthdays, you ever go to a birthday party, you come in the door and you don't say, "Where's the cake?" No? Well, hopefully you're going to get some cake at the end of the meeting, right? But we bring birthday gifts. I would think three gifts we can give to Mary. One is Mary wants us to pray the rosary. Agree with that? Yeah. Mary wants us to pray the rosary. So get in the habit of praying the rosary every day. Pope John the 23rd said this: the only bad rosary was the rosary that was never prayed. I like that. The only bad rosary was the rosary that was never prayed. You have a certain affection towards Saint Alphonsus because of Father Bell, right? Mm-hmm. And Father Dennis Bailey, who's one of your friends, no? Saint Alphonsus was once approached by this lady, and she said, "I get so many temptations when I pray the rosary." Saint Alphonsus says, "That's a good sign the devil's angry at you." I like that. So if we're being tempted when we pray the rosary, that's a good sign. Because the devil knows that by the rosary, a lot of good things are going to happen. Our conversion, our sanctification, the conversion of sinners, the conversion of deathbed sinners, all those beautiful things come about as a result of praying the rosary. So if you find yourself praying the rosary and you're tempted when you're praying the rosary to just a lot of temptation, that's a good sign. So first gift could be to pray the rosary. Second is this, to offer up our suffering, right? Offering up our sicknesses, our ailments, our struggles. The beauty of the difference between a Christian, Catholic, and a non-believer is that we know that suffering has value. You know, for a pagan, suffering is the worst thing in the world. But for a believer in Christ, we know that our suffering has value if we unite it to the cross, especially in the Mass. So we're going to be capitalizing on that, placing our suffering on the altar now, knowing that our suffering has infinite value. I was only at one canonization in my life. I was at the canonization of Maximilian Kolbe. What a blessing. I was a novice, and it was only about a mile away from the Janiculum where I was studying as a novice. And Kolbe's writings are about the greatest writings on the Blessed Mother. He probably did some of those readings at Steubenville, which he says, if we want to see a manifestation of the Holy Spirit incarnate, we look at the Blessed Mother. He did a very theological study on that. We want to see the beauty of the Holy Spirit. Look at the contemplate the life of Christ of Mary. But Kolbe said that there are three steps in the spiritual life. One is prayer. The second is work, benedict aurea labora. The third is Suffering. Often we don't want to hear the third one, no, but that's part and parcel of our spiritual life is that, you know, we have to suffer. It could be physically, it could be emotionally, it can be in our family, it can be maybe with a family member. So many different ways that we can suffer, but the biggest tragedy is to waste our suffering. You know? Because suffering, I like one-liners, and so do you. Suffering can either make us better or bitter. Remember that one? No? I think Chesterton would be proud of that one-liner, right? Suffering can make us either better or bitter. So we recognize, we place our sufferings on the altar, and that's turned into infinite graces. And mom's suffering now, place it on the altar. This suffering is going to have infinite value, infinite graces. The last thing we can do to show as a birthday gift to Mary is try to get people to know and love Mary. I just found out about a week ago, finally, a book I've been working on for 5 years is finally going to be released. No? And the book is on Mary. It's a compendium of Mary. So I hope and I trust that this book is going to do a lot of good. St. Alphonsus's greatest work was The Glories of Mary. This is my fourth book, but I think this is going to be the best. No? Up to the point. I read other books. Maybe they'll be better. I don't. Only God knows. No? But I'm hoping that people, by reading this, will get to know Mary, love Mary, entrust their lives to Mary, and by means of Mary, get to heaven through Mary. You've heard of Dante? Do you remember that passage in Dante where you have Satan is talking to God, Jesus, and saying, "That soul, he's mine." Jesus said, "Why?" "He committed a lot of sins." And Jesus says, "No, he's going to be saved because just once he invoked the holy name of Mary." Wow. Not to mention, just once he invoked the holy name of my mother, that's enough for him to at least get into purgatory. So let's try to bring your children, your friends, your relatives, try to bring as many people to Mary as possible. About 2 weeks ago, I did Marian consecration in L.A., the city. There were about 400 to 500 people that were in that mass, placing 500 scapulars on these people. No? And I hope and pray when I die, when you die, whenever we die, that what Fulton Sheen said, when we die, we'll go before Jesus, and Jesus will say, "I know someone who speaks very highly of you, and that's my mother." Let's pray that when we die, Mary will speak very highly of all of us, and that will be the gateway to heaven. Amen.